Mossy, a very good evening to you over there in Qatar. And, mate, tell us about your flight situation. So you would have had to have had it taken a gamble, I guess, to stay for the round of 16 game. How's it all played out for you?
Hello, Mido, Berkey, Clarkey, and all the listeners. Yeah, no, I had to make a big call with my wife and my son to extend our trip, actually. We were supposed to be on the tarmac at the same time the Socceroos kicked off against Argentina by quirk of the draw. So, no, we bit the bullet. I've got some very understanding bosses at NAB, which has been very helpful, but I think I'm going to have to work about an extra 10 years to afford the extra 3 days that we're staying here.
Mossy, what's the how's it finished up over there? What's the reputation of the Socceroos over there? And, mate, you must be extremely proud of what was an unbelievable performance in this World Cup.
Yeah, Clarkey, absolutely, mate. And our reputation's a lot better than that of Kamil Grabara, Matt Ryan's teammate at FC Copenhagen. Look, it's just disgraceful. Let's deal with that first, because that is just showed a complete lack of class. And, you know, maybe he's a bit annoyed that, you know, he wasn't in the Polish team for their game as they went home with their tail between their legs tonight, put to the sword by France. But just a complete lack of class. And I think his reputation will suffer big time because of that. But not to take away at all from Matty Ryan's performance through this tournament. He's been absolutely superb. And yes, big mistake for the second goal, Argentina's second goal. But he's human, and what a leader he's been and he is. And I'm sure his career will go to a whole new height as a result of this tournament. But to answer your question, Clarkey, sorry about the reputation of Socceroos. I think we've definitely gained a lot of respect on the international stage. What I hope comes out of this is that we get more respect at home within the confines of Australian football and Australian sport. We know where we sit in the landscape, but what I hope is that this has got us a new respect as far as what our game can do for our country, not just our football supporters.
It's a bit of a double-edged sword, though, Mossy, isn't it? Because, you know, a lot of these guys are playing overseas, and if not, like a Garen Kuol, who's just signed for Newcastle, we're going to lose these guys overseas. So how do we sort of balance that ledger in A-League, so to speak?
Yeah, that's right, Berkey. It's a good point you make. I mean, we probably had more locally based players in this squad than we have in the past at the World Cups that we've appeared in. And that's something that needs to change. And it's not because I don't want to see Socceroos playing in the A-League. Of course we do. But we also need our Socceroos and players from the A-League playing in the big leagues around the world. Ply your trade, learn your trade in the A-League 100%. And players coming back at the right time in their career as well. I think of Matt Leckie as a prime example there. I think if you get that balance right, it can be great for the A-League and it can be great for the Socceroos moving forward. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the next World Cup. There's been some real pushback on FIFA's plans to go to a 48-team World Cup, which is
ridiculous.
I'm delighted to hear the pushback because I think it would be ridiculous to do that, particularly being here and seeing the 32-team format live and, you know, the games that we've had and not one team went through the group stages with three wins from three. The best was two wins and a draw, 7 points. So, mate, it's working so well. I can't imagine that they're actually going to really go through and mess with it.
Tell us what it was like watching Lionel Messi up close like that, Mossy, and, you know, the issues that he caused the Socceroos. But then we saw at the end of the match, really, Argentina on their heels defending, well, all out to prevent us getting that equaliser. But what was Messi like up close?
Incredible. And I was literally probably, you know, 6 metres from him in the first half. We had great seats just behind the Australian technical area. And, you know, to see him in the flesh and how he can walk around for 5 minutes and then when he decides to hit the throttle, he goes. And with such quality on the ball, I've never seen a guy on a football field, or a player, I should say, in any sport, run quicker with the ball at their feet or in their hands and what they do, you know, without it. And he just, he's got this incredible ability. What he did last night, every time he touched the ball, you could just sense the Argentine supporters were on the edge of their seat. The fingers went to the mouths of every Australian supporter, biting their nails. And it was just like that for the whole 95 minutes.
What does Graham Arnold do now, buddy? He said he's obviously going to take a bit of time to have a think, but do the Socceroos or Football Australia get on their hands and knees and beg him to stay? And do you think he will stay, or you think he'll go somewhere else?
Clarkie, as close as I am to him, I honestly don't know where this will end. You know, if I'm being selfish about Australian football, I would love to see him stay because I don't think Australian football will realise what we had until he's actually gone. And from Arnie's point of view, and as a mate and someone who's worked with him, and you know, he's a mentor of mine as well, I'd love to see him test himself overseas. I think he's at the prime age to do that. I think this World Cup has got him a lot of respect internationally. So, yeah, where it lands between those two, who knows? But I'm just absolutely thrilled for him because, and I think, you know, you guys will back me on this. I backed him 100% to be the man to take us to the World Cup, get us there, and also to, you know, to perform above and beyond at the World Cup. Didn't know how far that would go. But the way he's led this team, and don't forget, he lost Tom Rogic just before the last two qualifiers, who was our best player at the time, fit and firing for Celtic, just won the championship. And then he lost Martin Boyle on the eve of the World Cup, and we did not miss a beat, and that speaks volumes to his leadership and the culture that we've built. So, yeah, for Australian football, I hope he stays. For his sake, I hope he gets an opportunity to go to a big job overseas and really test himself at the prime of his powers.
Ooh. Mossy, we're just watching the England-Senegal game there and pressure on England. They were close. There could have been a foul.
Ooh, handball, referee.
They're going to go upstairs. Will they go upstairs?
I think you'll get away with it because it's come off the elbow. It's come off the thigh onto the arm there, but I think you'll get away with it.
Yeah, elbow ball either way.
But yeah, they are under pressure. And it, interesting with this one because there was huge pressure on Southgate. I'm watching it too in my apartment. You know, whether he would play Rashford or whether he'd play Phil Foden and Saka. Raheem Sterling is out for family reasons. So that would have been a shock on the morning of the game. So massive pressure on England here to put Senegal to the sword and go through to the next phase.
So the next teams, mate, we're looking at, we saw Mbappe scored a double overnight. Giroud gets one. Some big teams, obviously, going to the pointy end. Who do you like? Is it a Brazil? Is it a Portugal? Is it a England if they get through?
For me, Berkey, Brazil, I think, are the best team that I've seen consistently through the group stage. And I know they had a blip in the last group game, but they were comfortably through. Argentina, having seen them last night, and I've always said that I think it'll be a South American team that wins this one because of the conditions. I'll probably still stand by that with Brazil and Argentina. But France, you can't write them off. They are a formidable team, and Mbappe has been the player of the tournament for me. He's leading the Golden Boot. I've never seen a faster human being in football boots, having seen him live and on TV. He's just a freak. I think he'll go on to be one of France's greatest ever players if he keeps going the way he is. So, yeah, I think it'll be out of those three, France, Brazil or Argentina. But I'll stick with my initial tip was Brazil, and I haven't seen anything that dissuades me from sticking by that.
Love your work, Mossy. You've done a great job for us over there, and we'll let you go and watch, well, England and their fans bite their nails for the next, hour or so. So thanks so much as always, mate.
Good on you guys. Take care.